Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Logo, Crown Media Productions. Wedding of Dreams. Debbie Gibson.
I still can't believe it's been 20 years since Debbie Taylor released Out of the Blue at the ripe old age of 15. Crazy. She banged out hit after hit, but then it was radio silence.
Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. How is my beautiful sister today?
Ready to rock and roll.
I remember wondering if Debbie would ever grace us again with her golden voice, but the girl was full of surprises.
Your Majesty.
Yes, favorite meal of the day.
She rose to the top once again with a viral video of her performing her first hit, Only in My Dreams, with her high school students while she was teaching music in Ohio.
Tim.
Yes, dear?
You know you're taking Natalie to school.
Yes, dear.
Oh, and don't forget this, science project day.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart. Have a great day.
Bye.
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 You ready?
The follow-up, a brand new original number one smash hit, Wonderland, written with her students for their high school prom. Sensational.
Debbie and Denise smile at each other as Debbie drives.
And with that, we kick off the next commercial-free hour of music celebrating two decades of Debbie as we wonder once again, where is she now?
Debbie walks from the car.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Debbie and Noah go up the steps and into Youngstown High School. Debbie plays a piano for her class. The class applauds.
Okay. Who can tell me what they just heard?
Chopin?
Coldplay.
Close.
My mom and dad danced to that at their prom. It's Lost in Your Eyes by you.
Bonus points for you, Miss Ashley.
Was that the first song you ever wrote?
No, actually.
How did you think of it?
By not thinking. You have to kind of get out of the way, and the magic just happens. Music's about feeling. You can't think too hard. And I promise, you guys all have it within you to let that inspiration flow and write a masterpiece. Okay, so for your next homework assignment, I want you to write an 8-bar chorus of an original song that you compose. Remember, a chorus, otherwise known as a hook, is the part of the song that's the most memorable. It hooks the listener in. You can sing it, strum it, rap it, play it, as long as it's catchy and authentic to you. If you need any extra help, feel free to stop by the studio, okay? And don't forget the car wash this Saturday. This music program may be humming along, but it's our job to keep it that way. Penny, the ukulele we ordered just came in. Drop by the studio later to sign it out, okay?
All right, thanks, Misty.
It's exciting. Hey.
So, lunch date in my office?
A personal escort. Nice. It's also beautiful. Wow.
Debbie and Noah clink glasses.
Okay. I have to admit, I borrowed these from the teacher's lounge, but the rest was all me.
I don't know how you do it.
What, steal flowers?
No. Make everything so romantic. Even our quick little lunch break.
Hey, as good as things are, I can't start slacking now.
Well, I've got something, too.
Uh-oh.
I brought us. Oh. Dessert.
Okay. Equally as romantic. Thank you.
Counselor, yearbook editor. I mean, I hope they know how lucky they are.
Anything for the kids, right?
The kids. I actually have to eat and run.
What?
I have something very important I have to do. No telephone pole is safe.
What are they for?
My next gig.
Debbie staples a car wash flyer to a tree.
Oh, hey. You're not... Are you that famous singer?
Well, famous is a relative term, but you know.
I heard you moved to town. My wife absolutely loves your music.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
Would it be too much to ask for a selfie?
Not at all.
Okay, DJ, stop. My wife, she used to follow you from mall to mall when she was a kid. She did this little dance. I was like...
That's cute. That is really cute. You got the moves down, but that would be Tiffany.
Huh?
Right era, wrong girl.
What?
Amazing vocal chops, right?
Yeah.
We're friends, actually. But I'm Debbie Taylor.
Oh.
I'm Debbie Taylor.
And you're doing this now.
Yeah, well, actually, my my students are raising money for the school music program, and my niece is really the brains behind the operation. But I'll be there doing my part, washing cars. Yeah. Oh, wait. See you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great one.
You too.
Bye.
Come on, buddy.
Bye, puppy.
Debbie smiles and turns around.
Righty then.
Exterior of a home in daytime.
I would like to propose a toast. The shooting star... who landed on our little island 1 year ago this week. Best thing that ever happened to me.
Aww.
And to finally being unpacked in our new house.
And cheers to our 1 year anniversary of Taco Tuesday. Couldn't have
cheers.
Happened without you, Taco.
Cheers. Guys, you're sweet, but it's me who should be toasting you.
What for?
Well, this year has been the most amazing year of my life. Like one giant slumber party.
Ray rings Debbie's phone. Debbie declines the call. Denise looks at Debbie.
What? Reading.
I'll call him back later.
That's just what you said last week.
And the week before.
You know what, Deb? It's just last year was a big year for you, and now you're...
Just incredibly into my life here.
Okay.
Look, I know showbiz. It's all or nothing, and I'm just...
Enjoying Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, actually. Exactly.
Exterior of the home at night. Debbie and Noah walk out the front door.
Oh, that's a nice night.
So you'll be there, right?
What, on Saturday?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I wouldn't miss my chance to wash cars with the love of my life.
Oh, wow, I hope that's me or things get real awkward really fast.
No. That is you. That is all you.
That is good to hear because it is going to be pretty exciting. Very glamorous and, oh, good clean fun.
So, you're happy here in Youngstown?
Of course. Why would you even ask me that?
You don't miss your old life.
That life where I don't have time to have a life? You mean that life? Well... I don't miss the hustle, I can tell you that. Or having to be on all the time, you know?
Hmm.
I mean, I love teaching the kids. I love running the studio and hanging out with the fam and with you.
Well, you know that I am your biggest fan. I just want you to be happy.
Well, then, you better bring your A game on Saturday, mister, because we have some major fundraising to do, okay? The kids need some new equipment. Pronto.
Well, then I will see you tomorrow. Love you.
Debbie and Noah kiss.
Love you too.
Debbie smiles and waves as Noah walks away. Kids wash cars. Natalie walks by the cars with a clipboard. Debbie sprays down a car with a hose.
Wow, this looks great, you guys. All right, I thought we could all use a quick refuel here.
Woo, coffee cars, taking photos all day. Clearly you did bring your A-game. Ooh, thanks a latte, by the way.
Oh, honey. Oh, Natalie, hey, so how are we doing here?
Well, no one's getting new equipment yet.
Wait, what? We've been at this nonstop.
We need to pick up the pace.
Well, we do have a half a day left, so...
Why don't we turn the tent into a photo booth? People can take a picture with a celebrity while they wait for their car. We'll ask for donations.
That's a great idea.
How are we going to do that? Guys, come on. Nobody's going to pay for that. I mean, they see me at the market every day. Like, who cares?
How does $20 sound?
Kathy.
Okay. Here you go. I love the way you smile. Go. I'd like to stay for a little while. Perfect.
Noah takes photos of Debbie and car wash participants. Natalie totals up the sales.
$875. Mission
yes.
accomplished.
Now, sweetie, I know you've worked so hard, but I believe you still have homework to do.
Already done.
Who is this child? Come on.
Hey, Natalie, you rocked it.
Yes.
Oh, you're the best.
Noah loads Debbie's guitar into car.
All right, I think we're all done here. What are we forgetting?
Glass of wine, porch swing.
I have to stop by the studio. I've got to bring all this equipment back because the kids are recording their first group track tonight.
Hey, well, if you're working, I'm working.
Exterior of home at night. Natalie watches an elephant on a cell phone.
Hey, what you doing?
I don't know why a baby elephant playing in water is always so cute.
Okay, you. It's time for bed. It's late.
You sound like my mom.
I'll take that as a compliment. Tuck the princess in.
Aunt Debbie, can I ask you something?
Anything.
When did you know you wanted to be a singer?
I don't think there was a moment where I was like, yeah, I want to be a singer. It's just, like, always who I was, not something I wanted to be.
So what, you just went for it one day?
I did it instinctively. I always loved how I could make people happy by just doing what I love to do, and it kind of took on a life of its own.
I wish I knew what I wanted to do.
Oh, sweetie, you will. But there's no rush. Just be open and know that one day it'll come to you. Okay, enough of this grown-up talk. All right, now for real, you gotta go to bed because it is late.
Good night. Love you.
Love you more.
Debbie turns out the lights.
I love our date nights. Mm. A little different than my former life in New York, but...
Way more glamorous?
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
totally, yeah. I was gonna say that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that your phone?
Yes, hold on. Just see who it is.
That's Ray. You should take it.
No. I'll call him back. I mean, we're almost done, right?
No, we need more time. What, have you seen this list? We probably still be in the produce section when you finish.
Okay. All right, I'll be super quick, though.
Okay.
Ray, before you say anything...
You were totally avoiding me.
Look, Ray, you know I love you. It's
just a... You know, I haven't taken a break in, like, what, 20 years?
I get it.
You do?
Sure, but...
LA's top radio station, KFAN 101, wants to interview you.
Really? Why?
Well, it's the 20th anniversary of your first album, and the DJ...
wants an on-air interview 2 weeks Thursday.
No,
Ray, I mean, I can't. I can't just hop on a plane and go to LA, you know? I have a life now, and I teach full-time, so...
That's why I arranged for you to do it remotely. As a phoner...
You get to enjoy the convenience of not hopping on a plane, and the world gets to hear from Debbie Taylor live and personal. For the fans.
The Debheads. Now, you don't have to get back to me right away. Just think about it, okay?
Okay.
Debbie smiles.
And I know it seems silly, but, you know, I haven't been in my showbiz groove for so long that I don't even know what I'd say, really, you know?
I'm sorry, sweetie. What was that?
Ray, the phone call, the interview. Are you okay? You seem a little distracted.
Hey, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm here. I'm totally present.
I mean, he said that, you know, I could do it here, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Oh, yeah, so you think I should do it?
Oh, hold on.
Natalie wants us to stop by the studio because she forgot her backpack after this. Is that okay?
Studio, yeah, totally.
Okay,
we can stop by the studio. We totally do that. But, you know, the interview, you were talking about the interview.
Yeah, you know, I mean, well, my fans are totally like family, you know, so it would feel really weird to say no, but it's just so easy to get sucked into the whole thing again, you know?
Right.
Noah pulls car up to Shining Brightly Studios.
I'll just run in.
I'll go with you.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, never been better.
They walk into the studios.
What is all this?
I know, it's probably hard to believe, but a year ago, I kind of hated going to the grocery store. It always felt like a chore to me. Until that one day when you came into my life. Now, every time I go, I am reminded how lucky I am that I found you. The love of my life.
Noah.
I don't know if today is the right time or not, but I know that music is at the heart of everything you do. That's why I wanted to ask you this. Here. Because you are my heart. I have been happier this last year than I have ever been. And I would love the chance to make you happy for the rest of your life, if you will let me.
Noah opens a box with a diamond ring inside.
Will you marry me?
I can't believe I had no idea.
Is that a yes?
Yes, it's a huge yes.
Now with you.
Now with you. Out of the blue, love appeared before my eyes with you. A dream come true.
I never thought I'd realize
what love was, what love was, what love was.
I love you.
Here with you. I love you too.
Ray calls Debbie's phone. Exterior of home at night. Debbie takes off her jacket as she goes into bedroom. She puts the jacket in her purse on the bed. She admires her ring.
Come in. Hello.
Hi. Oh, so sorry. Did I wake you?
No. I was awake. I just wanted to come and say goodnight.
Guess what?
What?
I got engaged.
Let me look.
Oh,
goodness.
Debbie and Denise hug.
Well, tell me how he did it.
Well, he made up this crazy story about Natalie forgetting her backpack when... Wait a minute, you were in on it.
Oh, you rascal.
So now that the cat's out of the bag, just wait 1 second.
Da-da-da. Denise brings in a basket.
You always said you couldn't picture your wedding, so I got you these to help you along.
Oh, Denise, I love this.
Yeah. I have to pick a dress.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know.
Let's see.
Did you guys talk about when?
Yeah. Summer, maybe early July.
Whoa, this July? Wow, that's tight.
Well, school's over and there's still time for our honeymoon, so...
I know a great wedding planner.
Oh, no. We just want to keep it simple.
No glam squad?
Jury's still out on that one.
Well, I'm here to help you in any way that I can. You're engaged now, so I get to throw you an engagement party.
Debbie and Denise hold hands. A congratulations banner. A party around an outdoor pool.
Ray, stop. It's okay. Look, this was all kind of last minute, and Ohio isn't exactly Beverly Hills adjacent, so...
I hate that I'm not there, but I promise I'll be there for your big day.
You better be, or you are so fired.
Okay, we'll go finish up with your glam squad.
Ray, I am the glam squad. What I'm finishing up right now is a veggie platter.
Oh.
Ray looks at Debbie and hangs up the phone.
I'd say you're doing a pretty good job on your own. Wow, you look fabulous.
Oh.
My.
I can't believe this.
Oh.
Debbie and Ray hug. Flowers float in a hot tub.
Well, as her official work husband, I figured I needed to snag as much time as possible before being pushed out by the real deal.
We might have to change that work husband title, but you'll always be on her speed dial.
Well, you keep serving up steaks like this and... forget the phone calls. I may just have to move here.
Oh, that is all my amazing fiancé.
So did Deb tell you about her interview?
Yes, she clearly left him wanting more.
Oh, I don't know about all that. But I'm just excited for the kids, because any chance I get to talk Wonderland.
Yeah, which can only be a good thing for the music program.
See? I'm a genius and I didn't even know it.
All right, guys, enough of this work talk, okay? Ray, I know you know my parents, but you haven't met Noah's parents yet.
Yes.
So...
Parent of Noah's is a friend of mine. They're not singers, are they, Noah?
Exterior of Youngstown High School.
When you're feeling scared and small, I got your back through it all. Better to take the risk and fall than to never try at all.
I'm still working on it.
It's okay. It's coming along great. That's really, really beautiful. I can hear it.
Sorry, this is... When I'm playing this, I feel like myself, but when I open my mouth to sing, it's just...
I have heard you in choir. You have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, but I'm with a bunch of other kids, and I'm still basically terrified.
Listen, Penny, go easy on yourself, okay? You're doing great. What's life without a little risk, right? The only failure in life is wanting to try something and not giving it a shot. So see, you've already succeeded. Hey, I've got your back, okay?
Okay.
All right, keep working.
The L.A. skyline.
Well, it's another beautiful sunny day here in L.A., and I'm feeling pretty excited about this next guest because I have been a big fan since way back in the day. I'm talking about former teen sensation Debbie Taylor.
Debbie, you there?
Yeah, hey, Phil. Hey, everyone.
Everyone says hey right back at you, Debbie, all 2.5 million of them.
So if you don't mind, let's get right into it.
Okay.
It's been a year since you dropped Wonderland, and people are still buzzing about it, but they also want to know, what is next? Any plans to record, or are you already holed up in some cool wine cellar in the south of France recording right now?
Well, actually,
I am in a super cool music room at Youngstown High School.
Ah, I heard rumblings.
Yeah, just teaching the kids what I learned the hard way.
Debbie Taylor, always the real deal. Which is why I have a really important question for you.
Shoot.
All right, then. I'm sure you've seen the primetime show Platinum Star with me as the MC.
Can I practice now?
No.
You haven't?
No, I mean, of course I've seen it. I'm a huge fan.
Well, then, that's
why we want you to come on down.
That's right. I'm inviting you right here and right now
to come perform on Platinum Star as our star of the week and sing your hit song Wonderland.
What do you say?
Performing on Platinum Star.
You're going to be on Platinum Star? Should we come back?
Yes.
You heard it right here, LA.
Singing sensation Debbie Taylor will be performing on Platinum Star, where new young voices are discovered.
No, Phil, that's great.
But when we come back, we'll let you ask the question.
Phil, are you there? Are we off the... What just happened?
Debbie sighs.
Oh, our park. Love this one.
Yeah, you know, I thought it might be nice to try something a little different.
Photo postcards for our wedding invitation?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Brilliant.
You know, it's not traditional, but...
Are you kidding? It's sweet. It's super personal. It's so us.
Yes, I actually have more to develop, but I wanted to run the idea by you first. So
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Good.
I actually... I have something to run by you, too.
Yes.
So, you know, I told you the radio interview went really well and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I knew it would.
Yeah, well, they want me to perform Wonderland.
Honey, that's great. The same slot, or?
On Platinum Star.
Wow. That huge singing competition show.
That's the one.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what did you say?
I didn't say anything, actually. I was, like, kind of in shock, and then my kids walked in, and I kind of said yes by accident.
You did?
Yeah. But I already spoke to Ray, and he can totally get me out of it.
Do you want to do it?
My kids want me to do it. You know, they were, like, flipping out when they heard about it, or thought they heard, or...
Right. Yeah. But what about you?
I don't know. I mean, the wedding is just around the corner, you know, and I don't want to mess anything up.
Oh, no. You won't.
Yeah, but any performance, just it takes a lot of prep. You know, they want me in L.A. next week, and that's crazy.
It's
Sweetheart, you have more energy than anyone I know. And if anyone can juggle it all, you can.
But I've never had to juggle anything but my career.
Well, we might need to hire that wedding planner.
Yeah.
Exterior of Youngstown High School. Debbie walks into her classroom.
One at a time.
Will you have a bander play the piano?
Is this your biggest audience?
Will Mr. Burns get to go?
Do you get nervous on TV?
Okay, wait. Piano? Probably. Sadly, no. And I have been on TV before, many times.
But a huge show like Platinum Star, isn't that what it's all about?
Okay, this might sound a little strange, but no. No. Look, guys, whatever you decide to do in your life, make sure you love it, okay? For me, that love is music, which is why I am just as happy teaching all of you as I am on the stage of Madison Square Garden. The fame, the glory, the big show. Don't confuse that for passion, because this is what counts. Okay. Seats.
Nicely played, Misty. Poetic.
You should put that in a song.
Okay, all right, guys. Very funny. So speaking of passion, I seem to recall a certain homework assignment where all of you are working on your original composition. So, entertain me. Who's up first?
Exterior of Shining Brightly Studios. Debbie walks in.
Oh. Hey, guys. Hi. I'm so sorry I'm late. Class ran long, and then Ray called, and then the dog ate my homework. You know, blah, blah.
Honey, you are the bride. You can do no wrong.
Oh,
Debbie, this is Sarah Rice.
Hi.
Sarah, Debbie Taylor.
Hi. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Please. Thank you. I just need to clear the air about something. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been told that my counseling work is pretty impressive, so...
Thank you. And my sister Denise is a huge fan of yours, too. Your reputation precedes you.
Well, truthfully, there aren't many wedding planners in the area, but I'd like to think that my work would stand out, even if there were.
Yeah. Plus, as it turns out, we went to high school together.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Oh. It was a big high school. Hey, do you remember Mr. Harding's chemistry bingo?
I do. Yeah, it really sucked the oxygen out of the room. So, when did you move back?
Just in time to plan your wedding, I hope.
Perfect timing.
So, how does this whole planning thing work?
Well, first you two need to decide on what kind of wedding you want, what feels right to the both of you, and then we go from there.
Okay, I think we've got that covered. We just want something small and simple.
Yeah.
Okay, cozy but classic?
Exactly. She's good. She's good. But listen, I haven't really figured out the whole wedding dress thing yet, because that's a little out of my element. But you don't think that early July is going to be a problem, do you?
Honestly, I think most vendors would be happy to do this push for you, but you're going to have to make decisions very quickly. Fire drill. You ready?
Oh, now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Buffet or sit down?
Buffet,
so that people can mingle.
Excellent. DJ or band?
Band.
Live music, definitely. Of course.
Yeah.
All right, easy one. Vows, standard or personalized?
Personalized.
You guys are good. It is going to be tight, but it's doable, which is why I've already made a few appointments for you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
For when?
How's 20 minutes from now?
Oh. Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Exterior of wedding venue. Debbie and Noah follow Sarah up steps.
I don't know if I'd exactly call this simple, but wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and fancy.
I know that you're looking for a smaller room, and we have a perfect option for that.
Are you sure this place even has an opening? I would imagine a place like this books up way in advance.
Actually, they just mentioned a cancellation for June 16th, which is very rare and very lucky.
Wow, and even earlier than we were thinking. I mean, that's what, in like 3 weeks?
Yeah, that's the last week of school.
I know that you're set on July because you're off for the summer, but the great thing about this place is they do a ton in-house. They even do their own hair and makeup, which they use for all their weddings.
I know you like the sound of that.
Guilty.
Okay, why don't I show you the smaller room?
Okay.
Okay,
great. Ta-da! Honestly, when I get married, this is where I would love to have my wedding.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, do you like it? Definitely different than we were thinking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, what's not to like? Look at this place. Wow. Yeah, I want to make sure you like it too. Sorry, guys, I'm so sorry. Oh, I have to take this, you know, 2 days before the big performance.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll be right back.
Hi, Ray. I totally get what you're saying. It's fancy, but it's still intimate.
Right.
Really? Tomorrow? Wait, they want me there tomorrow?
Yeah, a rehearsal.
Rehearsal?
It's just a run-through.
I see. Okay, well...
Is it a problem?
No. You know, I'm just picking a venue with Noah, but...
I know you've got a lot going on right now, and it's kind of last minute, but I really think it'll be good for you to be here.
I just feel like Debbie Taylor deserves fabulous, and this place is... This place is the best in town, you know?
Yep.
Just to get your head in the game, get settled before everything...
Okay, I'll make it work, you know? But, you know, can we finish this conversation later? But don't worry, I'm on it.
Deb, wait, there's one. Thank you.
Okay, so, what'd I miss?
I think we should go for it.
What, you do?
Yep, it's pretty fabulous.
I know it's the first one we've looked at, but what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, yes? Yeah, let's do it, right? Why not? It's fabulous. Okay, I'll be, one more sec.
Okay.
Noah watches Debbie run into another room to take the call. Exterior of home in daytime. Debbie makes juice.
Ooh, okay, I think we are done.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm working on this fruit-veggie combo thing. I want to get really healthy for this performance. Thirsty?
For coffee.
Oh, so I printed out all the kids' hooks for the substitute teacher so she can workshop with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I made sure Natalie did her homework.
Okay, you didn't need to do that.
And she didn't need to color code my schedule, but look, she did. Girl's got a gift. Oh, and I packed all my bridal mats.
You do realize you're only going for 2 days.
Oh, and Noah said that he could totally handle the catering. I know he has Sarah, but if he needs you... Oh, you're the best. You rock. Oh, what is that? That...
What?
That tickle. Did you hear that? Denise, Okay, I can't afford to get sick right now. I can't. I mean, I haven't made an appearance in LA in like over a year. I haven't performed in front of this many people and maybe, I don't know, ever?
Okay. Whoa. Calm down. Sit down. Take a deep breath. I feel like you're just spinning out a little, which I totally understand. It's a lot. You've got the performance and your wedding and work. I mean, I'd probably spin out too.
You?
I almost had a meltdown the other day because I forgot to send out a staff email.
You know, it's just everything's going so well. I don't want to mess anything up.
You won't. What are you missing? 2 classes and 1 catering appointment. You focus on your performance. Cheers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be great.
I don't even like vegetable juice. Can you make me some coffee?
An airport from above.
Oh, here you go. Thank you very much.
I so wish you could come with me.
Oh, I know. I wish I could too. I just... when this close to the end of the year, parent meetings, your book.
Do you want me to bring you back something?
Mm.
Like the gourmet fried chicken from the Ivy? Or bacon chili cheese dogs from Hank's?
Wow, I don't know what those are, but I am pretty sure they won't travel.
Well, I'll see you super soon. You sure you're okay with the catering?
Yeah. You know, I just feel bad. I can't be there for you.
No, it's no big deal. Okay, it kind of is.
Yeah.
You know, but I've done it a few times. And besides, it's a school night. So...
Hey. Do what you need to do and come back.
Deal.
All right.
Debbie and Noah kiss. A B. beach from above.
I don't know if gargling with the apple cider vinegar helped, but the honey and lemon I think is really doing something. But my voice is still really edgy.
Okay, number one, you sounded great in rehearsal. Number two, it is all of those little cracks and imperfections that make you you. So just relax.
How do you know just what to say?
Years of practice.
A man sits down in the front row.
Don't relax too much. Charles Lambert just took a seat in the front row.
Who?
He just started handling all the really big tours, including this one for Platinum Star, so as long as you play the game.
What if I just want to play my music?
Then get out there and do that.
Debbie smiles.
Kids and parents,
this is yours.
All know this next artist, all the way from Youngstown, Ohio. Here's Debbie Taylor.
Debbie sits down at a piano.
Sets the tone for the reception.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Appetizers, your signature cocktail.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm not the bride. I'm just the wedding planner.
Yeah. My fiance is actually, she's busy, mm-hmm. So.
Sorry, I should have known that.
Oh, no. It was a last minute change, but luckily I have lots of help.
And I'm a huge fan of Debbie's, so.
All right, shall we get started then?
Yes.
Okay, then. Why don't we start off with mint juleps and lamb meatballs?
Oh, wow. Really? Fancy and exciting. Mmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. I think we've got a winner.
What?
Mm-hmm.
This is just the first pairing.
That's me.
Easy going?
Yeah, and anxious to watch my fiancé's performance.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it's not on till later, mm-hmm. And we're all recording it, so you can just
relax.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderland tonight. Wonderland
That was stellar. Rock on, Debbie Taylor.
Thank you. You guys were all amazing. Seriously. Keep up the great work, okay?
I don't know what you're so worried about. That was great.
Oh, it wasn't perfect.
Oh, perfect, perfect. You're the triple threat. Singer, songwriter, pianist. You delivered three times over.
Really?
Oh, have I ever lied to you?
Ooh, it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, are you ready?
For what?
For the after party. It's going to be a lot of industry big weeks there.
That sounds fun, but
you want to go back to the hotel.
Pillow mints. Oh.
What? No. Are you kidding me? I'm watching it for like the fifth time. Honey, you were amazing.
Did you have fun?
I did. And I would tell you all about it when I get home, but I just wanted to see how today went.
How was the tasting?
Sarah was great.
Oh, cool.
I'm just glad you're coming back.
You said that like you thought I wasn't.
No.
No, I... Just get a good night's sleep, okay? I love you.
I love you too.
Debbie and Noah hang up their phones. An airplane takes off. A neighborhood from above.
You know, in New York, nobody tells you how hard it is to barbecue because, well, nobody has a barbecue.
Grilling's a breeze once you get the hang of it. What kind of sauce are you using?
What? Sauce? I'm supposed to be using a sauce.
May I?
Yes, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just trying to make you guys something extra special because I know it's been a little nuts around here lately, and you all really have been amazing.
So are you going to tell us? How did it feel like performing again?
Incredible. It's weird. It's like I almost forgot, you know, the rush of being on stage and the people, the music. Wow. Oh. But I'm also relieved, you know, and excited to be back here and concentrate on the wedding.
And the wedding dress.
The wedding dress. And us.
Oh, so here is some advice for the big day.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Take 10 minutes for yourselves. It doesn't matter where or how, it's just the whole day goes by so fast. You'll just appreciate having that time. Wouldn't you say, Tim?
Oh, did we do that? Kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Ooh, it's Ray. I'll call him back.
So, where are you at with the wedding plans? What's left?
Ooh, just give me 1 minute.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I think we're in pretty good shape. There's just the cake.
Are you kidding?
What's wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. It's just, I can't believe this. They want me back.
Back?
To perform on the finale.
Well, that's amazing!
That's incredible.
Can I come?
Wow.
Well, normally, but it's the last week of school.
What? You mean the week of our wedding?
Yeah, it's, but it's Wednesday, so, you know.
Deb. The week before your wedding is crazy.
I know. I know, but it's just...
Ladies and gents, lunch is served.
See, like Tim said, grilling's a breeze.
Debbie shrugs.
You know what I love about this park?
I don't know.
Happy memories.
Yeah? Like what?
Like when you took me here on our third date, mm-hmm. and you asked me a million questions, but none of them were about showbiz. And I remember thinking that Noah Burns is the greatest guy I've ever met.
Well, that is pretty good. But I think I can top it.
Oh, yeah, I'm listening.
Well, this is where we were when I first knew.
Knew what?
Noah smiles at Debbie.
That I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you.
Okay, you win.
So, you want to take that 10 minutes Denise mentioned and talk about Platinum Star?
Look, I know it's a lot, but this would be it. The finale.
And then what? I know music is your heart and soul. It is a part of who you are, and I love who you are.
Look, I know that this is like the worst timing ever. But...
But you really want to do it.
But only if you're okay with it.
Well, it is the live finale. Oh.
Debbie and Noah hug on a bridge. Exterior of bridal shop.
I know whatever we pick is going to be a rush, but I just want my sister's wedding dress to be perfect.
Of course.
If it helps, we started this.
Wow. There's
A lot of different looks on there.
I know. I just haven't quite figured out what my bridal style is yet.
Well, why don't we find out?
Debbie steps out of dressing room in a wedding dress. Exterior of Youngstown High.
All the dresses look good. Well, except maybe that mermaid one.
Oh, no. You know what? I love that simple one with the little bit of flair, yeah. But it's still not...
Yeah, then there's the beaded one. It was a little over the top, but...
Oh, gorgeous.
Maybe I'll just buy two. I'll wear one for my interview. I'm kidding. All right. I still can't believe you're squeezing that in with everything else going on.
No, it's just a little pre-finale press.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, it's just a quick day trip to New York, but I do feel really bad. I've got to miss the cake tasting.
Wait, you do?
Yeah, well, it's like too late to reschedule the appointment or something, so...
What?
No, nothing.
Dee. It's just... This is your wedding.
I know, but... Chocolate. It's a slam dunk, right? And I told Noah he can totally call me if he gets stuck, so...
All right, I'm gonna go with him.
Denise, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Debbie holds Denise's hands, smiles, and walks away. Exterior of Shining Brightly Studios. Debbie plays a keyboard. Noah walks in.
Hey, you.
Debbie and Noah kiss.
Well, I hate to interrupt genius at work, but what do you say we go finalize some table arrangements?
Ooh, I love table arrangements.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Go.
After you.
Exterior of wedding venue.
I personally like the round tables in here, and of course we'll make sure that your sweetheart table is centrally located so people can mingle easily.
And what about the bar area?
Oh, this will all be cleared out to make room for the dance floor, or people can step out into the veranda and dance there.
Ooh, that sounds fancy. Dancing on the veranda.
Yeah, it's still personal, intimate, pretty much what we're going for. Right?
Would I steer you wrong?
What about that cross-country run? Weren't you the one who got the whole team lost?
Hey, I'm a planner, not a navigator.
Oh, okay, I'll let that one go.
I know you have a plane to catch, so are you sure you're okay with us doing the cake tasting without you?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Ready to look at some linens?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Linen time.
Here we go.
Debbie watches Noah and Sarah walk away. A neighborhood from above, exterior of Ivana Tea House.
I don't know how we're supposed to decide. They're just all so good.
Mm-hmm.
Should we try this one again?
Honestly, I don't think you can go wrong. Do you have a favorite?
Red velvet and maybe this one.
Vanilla sponge cake with a chocolate drizzle?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. It's a little light on the chocolate.
Deb does love her chocolate. I know. Why don't we FaceTime her and then she can just see what they all look like?
What, right now?
Sure.
What if her interview started?
Well, she said to call. If she's busy, she won't answer.
Yeah.
New York City from above.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And we are back, and I am thrilled to introduce you to the one and only, the Miss Fabulous, Debbie Taylor. Y'all put your hands together.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Now, we have a very silly little game to play with you. Seeing as how you are our comeback kid.
I don't know if I'm exactly coming back and all that, but...
Well, we're thrilled that you are here. So, are you ready?
Okay.
If you were to bring back something from the 90s, maybe something sweet... What would it be?
Are you really asking me this?
I certainly am.
Okay, all right, let me think. Melody Pops. Remember those?
I remember Melody Pops. Y'all remember Melody Pops? Yeah?
I am so sorry. I forgot. Oh, it's Noah.
Is that your fiancé?
I'll just turn it off.
No,
sorry.
No, no. I think you should answer it.
Really?
What do y'all say? Who wants to meet Noah? Let's put him up on the screen.
Hi, hun. Before you say anything,
hey,
you're on live.
Between red velvet and vanilla sponge cake.
Yeah,
I know it's not chocolate, but it definitely
I just want to tell you.
You see? What do you think?
Okay, well, you know what? I do kind of like the look of the red velvet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're on live television.
Baum on.
Hey, everybody.
This is my amazing fiance, Noah, cake tasting for our wedding.
Hi, everyone.
Isn't he a fun man?
Congratulations.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, I will call you in a bit, but...
That looks delicious. I think it's the one. Okay, save me a piece. Bye. Bye.
Right.
Noah hangs up.
So I was wrong. She answered.
Yes, I guess we were going with the red velvet.
Well, then I guess I better have a second taste.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't know we'd be talking about cake, but I think it went pretty well.
Are you kidding me? You were perfect. And kind of surprising. I mean, red velvet?
I know, right? Times they are a-changing. I just need to try Noah real quick.
Everything okay?
I hope so. Give me a minute.
Okay. Ray watches Debbie walk away. Exterior of Ivana Tea House.
So, you think we made the right choice?
Oh, well, Deb can always try it when she gets back, just in case.
Right. That's right.
I'm just going to go talk to the owner. Okay?
Great.
So that was the last big thing, right? Off the list.
Yeah, I mean, I still have to get through that first dance, but other than that.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm fine-ish.
You know this is all new to her, right? Having a guy in her life, having a rest of your life kind of guy. My sister is a good person. She's a generous person, you know that, with her music and her fans and her family. She's just not always the most observant, especially when she gets wrapped up. And I know you like to be the listener and the counselor, but make sure you're letting her know how you feel, too.
Thanks.
Denise smiles at Noah and walks away.
I bought both dresses. I mean, I can always return one, but, you know, I figured that since I wasn't 100% sure that I, you know...
Debbie takes a bite of cake.
You were totally right about this cake. You don't even miss the chocolate. That's amazing.
Noah smiles and looks down.
Is this about the call?
Maybe.
I'm sorry. It's just, I thought you needed me and they wanted me to answer and
I know this whole life is natural to you, but it is not to me.
I know. It can be really chaotic sometimes, but I've just wanted you to be a part of it.
And I want to spend more time with my fiancé than our wedding planner. I just miss you.
I miss you too.
You know what? I'm gonna go.
What? Where? This is your house.
No. To the finale. I mean, this is it, right? This is the home stretch. Nothing planned after it except getting married.
Wait, but you said that you had to work.
I can come after. Meet you there. Then we can fly home together, finish last-minute wedding stuff, or just relax.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I would love it, but are you sure it's okay with you?
For you? Anything.
Oh.
Come here.
Debbie and Noah hug. Exterior of Youngstown High.
Take the risk and you may fall. You may rise above it all. Don't you push your dreams to tomorrow. When you're feeling scared and small, I got your back through it all. Better to take the risk and fall than to never try at all.
Yes, and that right there is the sound of being true to you. Yeah. Bravo! Great class, everyone.
Good luck, Misty.
We'll be watching
Thank you. Oh, and be nice to the substitute teacher tomorrow, okay, please?
Hey, how'd that feel?
Cool. Scary, but kind of easier than just talking. Is that weird?
Nope. Music's powerful that way. You know, singing didn't come easy to me either. Nope. Songs, melodies, those just dropped in like gifts from the heavens. But I've always had to work really hard at the singing part, the training, the practicing. And I still get nervous.
You're always so cool.
I am terrified to perform on the live finale. What if I flop?
It's not gonna happen, Misty. Just do it for the passion. Remember? Oh, and no matter what, we're like your safety net. I mean, we've got your back too.
Penny smiles and walks out of the classroom. Debbie smiles. Exterior of home at night.
Okay, I'm just gonna call it. Best slumber party ever!
Well, I thought we'd better send you off with a bang before you move out.
Backyard camping and s'mores? Come on.
The s'mores were my idea.
Genius.
Here you go.
Change it. Are you all packed for tomorrow?
Almost. I'm really gonna miss this, you guys.
The marshmallows or the camping? I think you're gonna need some more s'mores.
Me too.
Don't you push it.
I'll get some more, just in case.
So bad, so bad.
Denise looks at Debbie. Denise sits next to Debbie.
You ready for your big day? Your first of two big days?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. You know, I've been trying to do all of this so perfectly and juggle it all, and now I feel like I'm barely scraping by with any of it.
Well, then, join the club. No one is doing everything well all of the time. We're just getting out of bed, doing the best we can, every single day. Some days are better than others. Just make sure you guys come first. That's all.
You're really amazing, you know that?
Yeah. I am kind of a rock star, aren't I?
Natalie comes back outside.
I'm back.
Oh, Natalie, that is ridiculous. How many do you think you're gonna eat?
A lot.
You're gonna turn into a marshmallow, you know that?
The LA skyline. Debbie drinks from a mug.
Is that your third cup of tea?
Just want to make sure I'm really ready.
Hey, you've been ready since you were 15 years old.
See, you always know just what to say. Have you seen Noah?
Not yet, but Charles Lambert is out there promoting this tour.
Stop, don't. I'm already nervous enough.
You're going to be great. Give me a minute.
Debbie looks in the mirror.
Hi. Hi there. I'm just looking for Debbie Taylor. I'm her fiancé. We're just going to... Okay. Oh, hey. Hi, Debbie Taylor. I'm not Debbie, obviously. I was just looking for her so that I could... Good, okay.
End of the hall.
Oh, great. Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Me. Ma, 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 ma.
Knock, knock.
You made it.
Hey. Yay. Wow. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is for you.
You didn't have to get me anything.
Deb, they need you in wardrobe.
Now?
Mm-hmm.
I have to go, I guess. None of those dresses are working or something. I don't know.
Yeah, go. I, of course, I will be here.
All right. Well, if I don't see you before I go on.
Break a leg.
Look at you with the showbiz lingo.
I've been practicing.
Okay.
Noah,
hey, hey, Ray. Glad you can make it.
Yeah. So, should we go find our seats?
Or... Hey, no, you're looking at them.
No, I thought we would be...
No. Best seats in the house.
Sorry. Wedding. Yeah, I can take this. Hey, Sarah. Sarah.
Hi, Noah.
Hi. Hi.
Can you talk?
Yeah. Is everything okay?
I don't know how to tell you this, but we have a problem.
An LA street from above.
Without you, without you, I always thought that everything was fine without you. Never knowing you'd be my suddenly my world has changed, and I just wonder why. All it took was just one smile. Now with you, out of the blue.
That's a rock star.
You're my rock star.
Denise smiles with Tim and Natalie on couch. Noah looks in mirror.
Hey!
There you are.
Hey, you were amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing.
You know, brought what I got. I'm just so glad you're here for it. Everything okay?
Sarah called. There's an issue with our room.
Our room for the wedding?
Yeah, apparently the AC is on the fritz, but it's okay. They just want to move us to the ballroom.
Wait, but you don't even like that room. I mean, you said it was too formal.
Yeah, and big.
See?
I know, but we can just talk about this on the way home, all right?
Okay.
All right, more exciting news.
More?
Charles Lambert wants to talk.
Right now.
Not exactly. He wants to meet us here after the show and then take us out to, quote, celebrate.
Who is Charles Lambert?
Big tour promoter. Big.
Oh, why? Are we talking tour? Or?
I don't know, Ray. Are we talking tour?
I can't imagine why else he'd want to talk.
Oh, wow. That's,
huge.
Yeah, but, can't we just push it to another time? Because we're on the last flight out of here. Noah's got to work tomorrow.
Can't you just get a sub? He said it's got to be tonight.
You don't just sub out counseling.
Okay, but again, huge.
All right, then I guess you need to stay.
Stay? No, I mean, I'm on that plane with you tonight.
No, it's fine.
Noah.
If it helps, there's another flight that will get you home tomorrow night so you won't lose much time.
Miss Taylor, places for the finale?
Okay.
You know what? I'm coming with you.
Hey, look, Ray said it. It's huge. All right, so you just stay, do your thing, and see what he has to say.
You really want me to do that?
Yeah, I do. Then I think you need to figure out what you really want from all this. All right?
Noah kisses her.
See you back home.
No, wait. We'll just talk about it later.
We're waiting for you on stage. We're live.
Stay.
Debbie starts to walk out of the dressing room and looks back at Noah.
Debbie.
Ray ushers her out the door. LA at night, from above.
He said to meet him here, but...
He's boarding, right now, actually.
Huh?
Noah, you know, his flight home?
Ah, well.
Yeah.
This time tomorrow you'll be home and hopefully you'll be walking in with...
Debbie Taylor. Still got it, with star power to spare.
Hello?
And to think she was a pop star at 15? Wow, I was definitely not doing anything impressive at 15.
Charles Lambert, this is Debbie Taylor.
An honor.
It's nice to meet you, too. And I would say you're doing pretty well for 33.
Well, good. Good. Because I have some great news. We have decided to invite one established artist on the Platinum Star Tour. Make it a multi-generational thing. We would love to have you.
Wow.
I know, it might seem a little backwards, tour, then album, hopefully. But I just really think the time is right for you to do both. So, what do you say?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm getting married this Saturday.
Wow. Well, congratulations. That's huge, and soon?
I know. And then we are off to Paris on our honeymoon.
Oh. Well, that could be a problem.
Problem how?
Well, the tour starts next week, so I kind of need an answer.
Wait, right now?
Yeah. Debbie, listen, your career, it's on fire again, okay? And tomorrow is going to be great for you, press-wise. We need to use that. I know this is all a little ridiculous, but it's the game we have to play, right?
What if I don't want to play the game?
Okay.
Meaning you'll do it.
No, meaning, I've been at this long enough to know that if this is meant to be, it's just gonna happen. And if not, well...
Yeah. But I need to know today to announce tomorrow.
Look, I'm getting married on Saturday, and after that, I want to spend time with my incredible soon-to-be husband. On fire or not, I have my whole wonderful life to consider. And my relationship is gonna come first from here on out.
Debbie walks away and looks back.
Thank you, Charles. It's such a lovely offer, really.
Charles nods and smiles. Debbie walks away.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure that's the answer I would have given, but I'm glad you figured out what you want.
You know what? I have been telling my kids to stay true to yourself and trust your instincts, and well, I'm gonna do the same. No more jumping through hoops.
And what are you gonna do with all of this extra energy?
You mean all the hoop jumping energy?
Yeah.
I am gonna share it with people who appreciate it.
Good.
Debbie picks up a wrapped gift.
Just hope I didn't mess anything up with Noah.
Well, you may need to do a little groveling when you get back, but just remember, Noah loves you. It doesn't go away when you hit a bump.
I hope you're right.
A beach from above.
I just can't believe you're getting married in 2 days.
I know, right? Hey, can you just give me a sec?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Noah. Leave a message.
Hey, it's me. I just called to say that for the record, you will always come first. I just didn't want you to forget that. And we can talk about all this when I'm back home, but I don't know. I called to say I love you, Noah Burns.
Ready?
Never been more ready in my entire life.
Exterior of Youngstown High.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Just felt like you might need a little pick-me-up.
Ah. Thanks, pal.
There. It's too bad Deb had to stay, huh?
Yeah. Well, she was spectacular, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, totally on her game, you know, in command, in her element.
I guess it's what she knows. Still, must have been strange, though, right? I mean, fun, but strange.
Yeah.
Well, I'm off to work. Have a great day.
Hey.
Tim turns around.
Thanks, buddy.
You know what Denise always says about you?
That you're better at barbecuing.
Well, yeah, that, obviously. But also that, you know, no matter how challenging things get, students, parents, budget cuts, whatever, You always have a way to stay the course. See the light at the end of the tunnel.
I mean, I try.
Yeah. Like, I know it's been stressful around here the past few weeks. But Deb's been living with us for about a year now. From everything I've seen, she always comes around to what's most important. Man, she loves you more than anything. So, you know, hang tight. Just stay the course.
Noah smiles.
Hey, I was just about to call you.
Hey, hi, how was your trip?
It was interesting.
Deb was great, though.
Oh, she was terrific. Did you guys talk about the venue change?
We kind of got cut off, but she won't be back until late tonight, so might have to be tomorrow.
Your wedding is in 2 days, so we need to sort this out ASAP. We've got to go through the final contracts and look at the layout for the ballroom. It won't take too long. I could swing by tonight, if that helps.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. We should just handle this.
Okay, well, I've got a couple of appointments, but I could be there at 8:30 if that's not too late.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Noah hangs up. Youngstown, from above. Welcome to Youngstown, Ohio sign.
Don't worry, the eagle has already landed.
Well, that is a good thing, because we're only halfway through these tote bags, but they are super cute.
Yay! Okay, well, save the rest for me, okay? I just want to stop by Noah's real quick and surprise him. I have something really important to tell him.
Well,
take your time. These bags aren't going anywhere.
I will.
Denise, I'm so happy to be home.
I'm so happy this is your home.
Don't make me cry already. We're still 2 days away.
Debbie smiles and hangs up. Exterior of home at night. Noah signs a paper.
And done.
I know you didn't really want the ballroom, but I think you're going to like it.
Yeah, I still wish it felt more intimate, but I am sure that everything will work out.
You seem stressed.
Oh, no, I am fine.
Planning a wedding is stressful. I see it all the time, especially with everything going on with you and Debbie, but all the hard work is over. That was the last big decision. It's just, I do, and you're done. I think I know what might help. I do this with all my couples. I was going to wait till Debbie got back, but who says we can't toast twice, right? It's a celebration.
Sure.
Just up there on the left.
There you go.
This is it. In less than 2 days, you are going to be standing at the altar, watching your beautiful bride come down the aisle, and it's going to be amazing.
Debbie gets out of her chauffeured car.
Okay, I'll just be a minute.
You know, I don't know what we'd have done without you.
Oh, knowing you two, you would have figured it out together.
Debbie walks on porch. She sees Sarah touching Noah's shoulder through the window.
Debbie, honey. No, Debbie. Oh, no. Debbie, honey, sweetheart, hey, look, come on.
Debbie's car drives away as Noah runs outside. Exterior of home at night.
I just feel so stupid. I'm sure it was nothing. What if she's better for him? I want him to be happy. I mean, she's this perfect small town girl, and I'm
the love of his life.
Noah walks in as Debbie and Denise sit on a couch. Tim stands near Noah.
I think we should go for a walk.
Good idea.
Tim and Denise leave the room. Noah sits next to Debbie.
Okay, honey, first. I love you. Right from the first moment I saw you until now, that has never changed.
Sorry, it didn't look like that to me.
I know. She was being a friend. But I don't need a friend.
need my best friend. And the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with.
How do you know that's me? I mean, maybe she's a better fit or somebody like her.
How do I know? Deb, you're it. Okay, you're the love of my life. I've been trying to be supportive, letting you do your thing. I thought maybe you were just dipping a toe back in, but you're not a dipper.
No, I'm not.
Not at all. I mean, I guess I didn't want to get in your way. But it's been feeling like we're on, like, completely separate tracks, and that's not who we are. So whatever we do, I want us to do it together.
That's the only way I want to do it.
Debbie and Noah look at each other. They press their faces together.
So Ray told me about the tour.
I said no.
Deb?
Noah?
Such a dork. So what now?
Oh, what do you say we get married already?
Oh, yes. And we still have the ballroom.
You mean that big impersonal ballroom, the one that you never liked?
It's pretty.
What do you say we ditch it?
I love how you're thinking. What? What did I do? Did I step on your foot?
The wedding. I know the perfect place.
A wedding venue.
Sarah, those flowers go on that pedestal. Noah, only 4 chairs to a row.
Hey, has anybody ever told you that you have an amazing gift for organizing?
All the time, but I might want to become a veterinarian.
Oh, really?
Or a lawyer.
Well, I think you can be anything you want.
Ever thought about a career in show business?
Oh, the caterers are here.
Definitely go take care of the caterers.
All right, what can I do? Put me to work.
Actually, I do have a job for you, Ray. I would like to give Debbie a special wedding present, and, I understand you have a few contacts in the music biz.
Yes.
Hey, can we talk?
Debbie sits in a chair and looks at wedding dresses hanging up. She stands up and looks at them.
Knock, knock.
Noah? Yikes, wait, hold on. Okay, come in.
Debbie? Hello, beautiful.
Noah, can you believe I have not even decided on my wedding dress yet?
Well, even if I could see them, wedding dresses are above my pay grade, I am sorry to say. But I did come to give you an early wedding present. It's about the tour.
The tour? The tour is off. I just want to go on our honeymoon as planned.
I know, but I've been talking to Ray, and they have agreed to let you do a limited engagement.
What?
Yep, we'll do our honeymoon first and then join the second half of the tour together.
Debbie smiles.
Are you sure you're okay with that?
Honey, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love all of you, Debbie Taylor. From the school teacher to the pop star and everything in between.
Well, in that case, I accept. See you at the altar in an hour.
It's a deal.
Noah starts to walk out and stops.
I love you.
I love you.
Debbie smiles. Debbie looks at the wedding dresses again. Noah stands at the altar. The wedding audience turns around. Debbie walks up with her wedding dress and flowers. She smiles. Noah smiles. The audience stands. Debbie smiles and walks down the aisle. Denise smiles. The audience sits down. Noah puts a ring on Debbie's finger. They embrace and kiss. The audience stands and applauds. Noah pops a bottle of champagne. The wedding crowd dances. Natalie goes on stage.
Hey guys, just me again. Hope everyone's having fun. It looks like it's time for the bride and groom to have their first dance.
Debbie goes on stage.
Okay, first of all, let's all give a big round of applause to my talented niece, Natalie. Yeah!
The crowd applauds.
I love you.
Great job. Okay, so actually, we're going to skip the first dance.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I couldn't skip the gift part. Now, this may be a little unconventional, but come on up.
Noah goes on stage.
Sometimes I tend to get a little bit lost. Lost out on the road, lost in all the showbiz hoopla. But I vow to be better about that. I even thought I lost you for a moment. Noah, there's one place I never mind being lost.
Debbie sits down at a piano.
I get lost in your eyes, and I feel my spirits rise and soar like the wind. Is it love that I am in? Why get weak in a glance? Is it this once called romance? And now I know, 'cause when I'm lost, can't let go. I don't mind not knowing. Yeah. I love you, Mr. Bird.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah!
Text, production manager, John Prince. Cast names, crew names. Audio post-production provided by Postmodern Sound. Stock footage provided by Axiom Images Incorporated, Shutterstock Incorporated, logo, Crown Media Productions. Text, this has been a Hallmark Channel presentation.